Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we continue our four-part series on the sales agreement. Right now, we're going to focus on escrow.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Once a property's gone pending sale, the work begins in a lot of levels. The buyer, the buyer's agent, the seller, and the seller's agent have a lot of work to get done in a timely manner.
And it's a process that brokers will master, the good brokers will master. Beginning brokers, it's a learning process. And believe me, if you try to do it without a broker involved, it can be a really poor learning experience because you as a buyer don't buy that many things and you as a seller don't sell that many things. And it's a timed event at this particular point. There may be multiple offers on a property, etc. And the seller's selling because they're buying something else and they've got a time pressure on their side too.
And we as experienced brokers, we know when something's going sideways. If it's taken too long to hear from the appraiser, for example, or there's a concern that they don't understand the magnitude of some inspection reports and results, what to do next.
So you definitely, and the title report.
So many parts of the transaction. Let's talk a little bit about escrow. Escrow is going to do that title search. They're going to tell you what they know about the property based on findings that are recorded against the title itself.
And certainly there are other things to be concerned with, parties in possession, boundary lines, et cetera, because the title report, a preliminary title report, will not give you that type of information. And they will not insure in the event that something goes wrong. Basically, a title policy, they're making a statement, this is the condition of title. If it's wrong, we stand ready to correct that defect. And that's what the seller is paying for in insuring the title to the buyer.
It's frustrating to me because a lot of times I don't think buyers take a close enough look at their title, preliminary title report that comes out with plenty of time to act and resolve any concerns from covenants, conditions, and restrictions to easements to some access issues. You'll want to know this now before you own the property.
And do it quickly. Just do it quickly. There's a time limit in which you must step up and state, I do not accept this condition or a particular condition of title. The seller's got a certain period of time to either figure out, can I get it removed? Can I cure the defect? Or do I have to simply say, I'm sorry, it's that way, take it or leave it?
So don't take the title search lightly. Take a good look at it as soon as it hits your radar. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.